We're learning, continuing our learning of the Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchos Tzitzis, or Chaim Simon Ches. We spoke about if Yud Gimel Halovesh Talis Katan Umavarech Olav Ukshaholech Lebeis HaKnesses Misatev B'Talis Gadol Tzarech Levarech Olav. So he made a bracha on his Talis Katan. Then he went out of his house and he arrived in shul. He puts on his Talis Gadol. He makes a second bracha. Why? Says the Mechaber, Halicha Mibeisol Lebeis HaKnesses Chashiva Hefsek. So the question is, what would have been the ideal situation here? Since the halicha going from his house and arriving in the Beis HaKnesses is going to constitute a hefsek, is it absolutely necessary for him to recite two brachos? Now, in the last case in the Mechaber Mispal V'Sof Beiso, then he could get away with one bracha because there's no halicha of hefsek. So therefore, if Hayadaito mitchil gamal talis gadol v'lo hifzik min time v'sicha b'dvar machem and tzarech lachzul varech, that the bracha that he recites according to the Mechaber on the talis katan is going to suffice and cover him for the talis gadol. Why? Because he had in mind when he recited the bracha on the talis katan that he wants the bracha to operate and cover the talis gadol as well, and there was no hefsek bein time, that's fine. Even though, again, there's a difference in nusach habrachos. But in the first case, where he knows he's going from his house to the shul, he's putting on his talis katan in the house, then he's got a requirement of reciting a second bracha on his talis gadol, because halicha from the shul to the house, from the house to the shul, is a hefsek. Now, if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah number Lamed Beis, and he says the following: Afilim takef halach lebeis haknesses. He knows that he's immediately going to the Beis HaKnesses, and he has das to go to the Beis HaKnesses. Nevertheless, halicha itself is a hefsek. That's the shita of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah here, number Lamed Gimel, quotes an entire list of achronim, which includes none other than the Taz and the Gra, that halicha itself is not a hefsek. But nevertheless, he should make a bracha on the Talis Gadol when he arrives in shul because of Shinui Makom. That Shinui Makom, in and of itself, breaks up the tziruf between the bracha and the Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's called Shini Makom. That's halacha that applies not only in Berchas HaNenim, where you recited a bracha on the food you ate here, and now you relocated there, you have to make another bracha because of Shini Makom. It also applies to Berchas HaMitzvos. And that's a bit of a chiddush, because you would say, well, in Dinei Seudah there's halacha of makom, but in mitzvahs, whatever makom you perform, the mitzvah, that's fine. And maybe the bracha could be chal as long as there's das. Kamash Malan, and this is all based on the Magen Avraham, that there's halacha of shini makom in tzirif bracha, even in Birchas HaMitzvah. Ulefi Zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, four lines up before the end of page 29. So once he leaves his house, even if he has in mind when he made the bracha on the Talis Katan that it should be chal even on the Talis Gadol, but he did already a shini makom, if he comes back to his original makom, he will have to make a bracha, even if he puts his talis gadol on in his original makom, back in his house. And this despite the fact that he had in mind when he made the bracha on the talis katan that it should be chal on the talis gadol, but nevertheless he removed himself from the house, and that's called shini makom. And the Mishnah Berurah here borrows the halacha of shini makom from Birchas HaNenim. Okay, fine. Chashiva hefsek. Chay adam chashish ladasa sov nishini makam lo avi hefsek. Not only are we disagreeing about halicha and we're denying the principle of the mechaber that halicha itself is a hefsek, but we're even denying the principle of Magen Avraham that shini makam is a hefsek. And therefore the Chay adam makes a distinction between shini makam and berchas hanenim and shini makom in berchas hamitzvah, where shini makom is a hefsek in berchas hanenim, it does not constitute a hefsek in berchas hamitzvah. Came hichmir shelo levarich, meaning that since he had in mind when he recited the bracha on the Talz Katan, the Talz Gadol, even though he's mishana makom, it's irrelevant. His das is enough to be mitzareif the bracha on the Talz Katan in his house with the Levisha of the Talis Gadol in the Beis HaKnesses. Is no need for another bracha. However, even the Chay Adam has a limit. Shahaya Beis HaKnesses Rachok mi Beiso. If it's a very far distance, now I don't know if you measure that in as the clock, as the crow flies, or you measure it in terms of how much time it'll take him till he relocates in the Beis HaKnesses. I don't know. Nafkamin, if he drives to shul within a very short period of time, had he been on foot, it would have taken him a heck of a long time to get there. Oshaloi yadaito b'shas bracha gam olav, oshisiyat daito b'neim. So again, if we're assuming A, B, and C, he has in mind when he recites the birchas al mitzvah sits on his talis kotel that he's going to very shortly put on his talis gadol in shul, and he has no hesek hadas, and he's not going a long distance, if all those conditions are met, then he'll be yotze with the bracha that he recited at home on the Talis Katan. He does not make another bracha on the Talis Gadol. Now, so Beso, if on the other hand he is going to put on his Talis Gadol in his house, so then one bracha will suffice for both. Afilu im hatalis katan, this is Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, we're turning down to page 30. Afilu im hatalis katan, lovash b'cheder zev, hatalis katan b'cheder acher. He says that shini mokom from one cheder to the other, if he hadas for both, is not mafkir l'tziruf, and therefore one bracha suffices from one room to the other. He puts his talis katan in this room, puts on his talis gadol in another room, he's fine, he's covered. Now, as far as sicha is concerned, we saw on the top of page 30 in the Mechaber that if there was a hefsek sicha between the bracha and the talis katan and the levisha of the talis gadol, then he requires another bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says we're very machmir on that. And sicha means afilu teva achas. Even if he said nothing more than one word, that's already a hefsek sicha. Now, let's go back to page 29 for a moment. If you look at the Be'er Halacha, and we said that the bracha on the talis katan could be chal on the talis gadol, if there's no hefsek gadol between the two, but you have to have daito, which means the precondition is that at the time that he recited the bracha on the talis katan, he had in mind the talis gadol. The Mishnah Berurah Be'er Halacha towards the bottom of the page, we're on page 29, says that even if lo hayadaitu bazeh beferish rak bistama, if on a daily basis he goes from his house to the shul in a short period of time, then he doesn't have to actually think this all out. He knows in his latent awareness that he is going to, and he knows this at the time that he's putting on his talis katan, that he's immediately going to shul in a short distance, short amount of time, and he's going to put on his talis katan. So that's mistoma. That's again a mistoma. Fine. Now, the bracha on the talis katan, we said in the name of the Ramah, is al mitzvah tzitzis. And you might think that if there are two different nuschos of brachos, one for the talis katan, one for the talis gadol, and mistoma, he doesn't have kavana with this bracha on the talis gadol. So we need kavana when he makes the bracha on Tal's cotton for Tal's gadol, but Mistama, he doesn't have this kavana because it's two different nuschos of brachos. Again, according to the Mechaber, Paskin said he could be Mevarchlis Atev, which is the bracha for the Tal's gadol on the tzitzis, on the Tal's cotton. Then we understand that Memela, he doesn't have to have kavana when he makes the bracha to cover the Tal's gadol in the shul, because he does that on a daily basis and he's not changing his nusach. But for us, following the Ramah, it's a little bit difficult to assume that he has this latent das when he puts on his Tal's katan for the Tal's gadol. That's a real jump, because they're two different nuschos of brachos. Now, as far as Birchas HaMitzvah in general, we have the case of Shechita, that's in Yerodea Simon Yutes, the 19th Simon in Yerodea. And he has a number of animals in front of him, other birds in front of him. And he picks up one of them, and he makes one of the birds, and he's about to perform Shechita. Can the bracha be chal on all the other birds? And the answer is Mistama Ola HaBracha Lekula. That one bracha suffices for all the shechitas that are going to take place subsequently. He says, after Berech al Echad Shalokha Biyado, even though he made the bracha when he had one of the chickens in his hand and he's about to shecht them, Mistama Ola Bracha Lekulam Al Kain, Anu Machrichim Mukrachim Lomar Demairi Kan Shalohoya Lavash. If the Tal's gadol was there in front of him at the time of the bracha, then we certainly would assume that he has das for the Tal's gadol as well. Let's take a look at Se'if Yudalit here in the Mechaber number, on page number 30. In Poshat Taliso, this is a very important and classic everyday kind of shaila. He took off his talus, now he's going to put it on a second time. We're not familiar with this, but as Ashkenazim, but the Sfaradim are very familiar with this psak of the Mechaber, that if he takes off his beged, he's going to have to make a new bracha, even though his das was to immediately put on this new beged. And this could be relevant to someone who goes to the washroom and he takes off his talus. The Ramah, on the other hand, says, Yesha Omerim She'ein Mevorachim Mo'yadaito Lachsul Satif. But the fact that he took it off and he stripped himself of the beggar, that doesn't ipso facto make a disconnect between the bracha and the second Levisha. Because he was Daito Lachsul Satif, and that's enough to cover him. Such that when he puts on the talus a second time, he doesn't have to make a bracha. Then the Ramah quotes a Yesh Omrim, Dafka Kshenishar Olav Talus Katan. He has to have some ongoing connection to the original bracha. And if he took off the beggar, that's not enough to carry his bracha over to the second Levisha, unless he had das. But according to the second opinion of the H. Omrim, das itself is not enough. He has to make sure and guarantee that he's still wearing the Tal's katan. And the wearing of the Tal's katan is going to continue kilu the bracha, as if he's constantly repeating the bracha, and that's going to connect him to a talus that he's going to wear later on. Again, all this is if it's daito. Ramah adds by saying hachi nahuk, which means we're not going to require a second bracha when we take off the talus, because when he took off his talus, he had in mind that he would put it back on again. Now, whether he has to have the talus cut on or not, that's the business here of the Yesh Omer. Let's look at the Mishnah verse. Again, everything we're discussing now in Sif Yudalid is a case where he deliberately takes off his beged and then he puts it on again. takes off his towels. What's going to be if the towels fell off? Not that he took it off. That will get to Mirtz Hashem in Sif Tezva. The Mishnah Berurah number Lamed Vav Tzach Levarach Afilu Nishar Lav Towels Katan. According to the Mechaber, once he takes off his talis, we're talking about a talis gadol, that's it. His bracha is gone. If he puts back on the talis, we need another bracha. Afilu nishar lav talis katan. According to the Mechaber, once he takes off his beged, it doesn't matter whether his talis katan is there. He immediately picks up the talis katan and he does ituf, and he wraps himself around with the talis katan. Meantime, he's still in the same exact place. The very fact that he took the beged off and it has tzitzis on it, That itself is like a hefsek, and it's completely terminates his bracha. His bracha is no longer relevant. Why? Because he took off the beged, even though he's still wearing his beged katan. That's the machaber, that pshitas habeged is a hefsek and disconnects his bracha from the second levisha. But now we're going to the Ramah. And we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, and according to the Rambam, pshita is not a hefsek. Afilu in the esa pshita, lo nishar olav talis katan. You don't have to repeat the bracha. V'chein pasku achronim, and he has a long list of achronim here in the Sharet Zion number nun beis. V'tama yesh omrim who dekeved the v'shas pshita yedaito takef l'levosho. The levisha was already anticipated, meaning the pshita of taking off his beged is not a hesek hadas. Again, the Mechaber would say that it's objectively a hesek hadas because the original bracha, the original mitzvah is gone the very moment he removes the beged. But the Rambam is not looking at as pshita as some sort of an objective hesek. He's looking at it in terms of hesek hadas. But if he had in mind that he's going to immediately put it back on again, that's not a hesek hadas. The chenasa, in other words, his intention was to wear the beged, put back the beged immediately, and that's what he did. Is therefore pshita is not a hefsek. Not only that, even shinu makom we said before is not a hefsek. You go shepashet also likanis veisakise. So he takes off his beged and he's going into another place, and that's the veisakise. And now he comes back. Lo avi shinu makom is a hefsek. Kevin shechazim alavash l'satalis atzmo v'ena domer. Lema de hiskimu aposkim besiman chaf hey. The imposha tefillin adaita likonis besakise avi hefsek al yidei ze. Shani hoch came the besakise osur bit tefillin avi hefsek gom. Masha enke metalis. De midina eno osur. Chak di eno nochon lasos came. Al kein lo avi hefsek al yidei ze. So he's now differentiating between a siman chaf hei and tefillin, and here our siman ches and talis. And he's saying that with regard to tefillin pshita, taking off the tefillin and going into the beis hakiseh is a hefsek. And the reason for that is he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaKiseh with his tefillin. So he's in a place where the mitzvah of tefillin is completely mufka. However, in our case, in Talis, he's allowed, according to the strict letter of the law, to go into the Beis HaKiseh with his Talis on. Okay, we don't want to encourage that, but if he did that, it would be okay, b'dieved. And therefore, going in there is not a hefsek. Now it's interesting that you're allowed to go into Beis HaKiseh with your talis. We don't recommend it, but you're not allowed to go in with tefillin. And the answer to that is that talis is a cheftz shel mitzvah. It's not a cheftz shel kedusha. Tefillin has parshios in the Torah. It is a cheftz shel kedusha. Vidas is the Mishnah Berurah. The imbi esap shita lo haya daito lulbosh miyad chak liacher ezes man.
So in other words, he knows he's going to put back the talis, but not immediately. He's going to take a break for a while. Is afagav di achaka chazav and is atev bo miyad l'kuliyam etzorach lachzul levorit. So here we have an objective hesek hadas. It means when he took off the begin, he had no intention of putting it back on again. Or alternatively, he would put it on much later on. So even though he immediately puts it back on, it doesn't matter, because what's critical is the das at the time of the original, at the time of the original brach. And therefore he says, Kuli Alma, Tzarech Lachzul Levarech. Here for sure that he has Hesech Hadas, then everybody agrees that he would require a replacement bracha. Now the Ramah quoted a second opinion that we need another condition. It's not enough that he has Daito Latsu Satev Bo, but moreover, we need that Tekef Kshenishar Olav Talis Katan, Dafki Kshenishar Olav Talis Katan. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number on the Ches. He says, "Achronu pasku ki ayesh omer mazeh shenishar olav talis katan." And now we're saying that we're accepting the fact that if he has a talis katan and his intention is to put on the tefillin, the talis miyad, he doesn't have to make a bracha. Ach, he says, "The maske." And I'm fast forwarding here, we're on page 31. So this is a little bit complicated. Again, we're dealing with this Yesh Omrim. He has the Talis Katan on, and he makes the bracha on the Talis Katan, leaving the Talis Katan on. He's now walking to Shul. He's going to put on his Talis Gadol, and since he has his Talis Katan on, then even though he took off his, let's say he takes off his Talis Katan, then he would have to make a bracha. And the issue here is Hesech Hadas. If he takes off his Talis Katan, then he has Hesech Hadas, which wedges between the bracha and the second Levisha. However, Yesh Omrim is talking about a case where he took off his Talis Bistama. And if he took off his talis bestoma and he doesn't have his talis katan on, then we're going to say that it's hesech hadas. If on the other hand he still has his talis katan on, there's no hesech hadas. Oh, and this is a case where he's wearing the talis katan. Clearly, if he took off the talis katan, everybody would agree that he needs a new bracha. Alternatively, the man made a bracha on his talis katan, and now he's wearing his talis gadol. He's removing his talis gadol. Then, even if he takes off his talis katan, he does not need another bracha when he puts back his talis gadol, because his yadas b'feirush explicitly lachzul l'lov shomiyad. Again, in the absence of that, in the case of hesek hadas, we're going to require another bracha. Now again, all that we've been discussing is the case where he takes off his talis. That was a deliberate decision on his part. Now we take a look at the Mechaber in Sif Tezvav in Nafla Taliso Shalobim Miskaveh. His talis fell off. Again, we'll have to see exactly what that means. And he didn't have any deliberate kavana to take off his talis. Now he goes back and he puts on his talis. Says the Mechaber Tzarich Levarech. Now the question is, why does he have to make a bracha if his talis falls shelo b'miskaven? And the answer is the falling of the talis removes the talis from his body. He's no longer lovish b'talis. So this is the case of nafla taliso shelo b'miskaven. The mitzvah is gone for this moment, and therefore the bracha terminates. The Mechaber qualifies that. That's nafla kula. There's no part of the talus that's left hanging on his body. If there's still part of the talus that he's wearing, afal pi she nafla ruba. In other words, if most of his talus fell off, but there's still a small part of his talus that's hanging on for dear life, einu tzarich levarech. Because that small amount of talus that's still on his body is enough to be mitzarev his original bracha to the levisha that comes subsequently. Otherwise, you can imagine, you know, people wear talasim and they're too loose, they fall, they're too large. How many times they'd be making the bracha every time the talus fell? But the answer is the talus has not completely fallen, it's still partially covering his body. The Mishnah Berurah number lamites, shalobim is kavein, afil lemay de paskinon. Behesir taliso al daslach zero ein tzarech levarech. So we came to the conclusion that if he takes off his talis and he intends to put it on immediately, then he doesn't need another bracha. Ubazegar yoser. So in a case where he takes off his talis, you can talk about a bridge between his original bracha and putting on the talis again. But if it just happened against his will, he didn't intentionally, deliberately take off his talis and fell, then the mitzvah is gone. You know, there's no anticipation of das over here that we can link up his original bracha with the subsequent levisha. And again, this would apply, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if he's still wearing his talis katan. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number mem. Tzarich levarech afilu im lov shel miyad. It fell and he puts it on immediately. V'im nafal b'mena b'emtza tefilas yudches v'chziru acherim olav k'shemesayim tefil yamashmesh b'tzitzis v'yavarech. So anytime that Yechayev in tzitzis, then you're going to have to make a bracha, obviously. And the beauty of tzitzis, of talis, is that, you know, the continuous wearing of the talis is itself a mitzvah every second. So now it fell off in the middle of tefillah, you can't possibly make the bracha on his tzitzis now, but because he's in the middle of tefillah. But on the other hand, he can wait till he finishes the tefillah, and then he would recite the bracha. Yamashmesh b'tzitzis. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, Mem Aleph, Alf Pisha Nafla Rabbi brings the Taz and the Eloi Rabba, the Cholkim also. They disagree with the Mechaber on this point. The Gama Gram Itzadid L'Divrei HaTaz. So again, some would say that nafla ruba is kikula and he has to make another bracha. But everybody agrees, there's no debate that nafal me'al kol gufo, if there's nothing left on his body, afal pisha nishara biyado, even though he's holding it in his hand, but it's not wrapped around his body, is tzarich levarech. The azalei mitzvah, the mitzvah is gone. Sha'ikar mitzvahs ituf hu baguf. and his body is not covered by the tzitzis, by the talus, he has to make another bracha when he puts it on. Im berech ala talus v'nafal miyada miyada kodem shenis atif bo v'gbio levasho. Is ain tzarch levarach shenis. So he recited the bracha on the talus. It fell from his hand before his ituf. He lifts it up. He doesn't need to make a second bracha. And again, this has to be studied very carefully within a similar case of a person who makes a bracha on a food. He's holding it and then he drops it before he eats it. Does he have to make a second bracha? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, "Eino tzarech levarech shenis." Now, what happens in a case of nifsalu tzitziosov? Because until now, we're talking about a case where he made the bracha and he dropped the talus, but he immediately picked it up and put it on. He doesn't need another bracha. But does he need another bracha in a case where his tzitzis became posel? And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein tzarch levarach shenis." And we're wondering why. After all, in a case where his tzitzis became posel, certainly the original bracha is no longer chal. So it means the following. Let's say, for example, a person has two talasim in front of him. And he makes a bracha on one of them. And lo and behold, he finds out that this talus is posel. In this case, ein tzarch levarach shenis. He doesn't need a second bracha. And why is that? The kevach hadayin lo asa mitzvah salo hisiyat daito. In other words, it's more of a hesek hadas once he implements the mitzvah following the bracha than in the case where he never made the bracha to begin with. So again, in nifsalat tzitziosav, he's going to have to make a bracha, unless again there was another pair of tzitzis that was mezumin there when he made the bracha, a pair of kosher tzitzis. But in the case where he never made a bracha, and he finds out that the tzitzis that he's about to make a bracha on, about to put on his body, are apsulim, so he finds out between the bracha and the asiyas mitzvah, which is levish in this case, that the tzitzis are posel. He's really frantic about this. So in such a case, ein tzarch levarech. He doesn't need another bracha. Why? Because he hasn't even implemented the bracha. So the bracha is not chal on anything. Okay, let's take a look at the mechaber in Seif Tezayin. And he says, halon b'taliso b'layel, somebody who sleeps in his talus at night, which is a very popular custom, is tzarech levarech alav haboker af im lo pshato. He needs a separate bracha on his talus when he wakes up in the morning, even though he didn't take it off. He slept in his talus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Taimalon Laila Lavsman Sitsisubavi Hefsek. Laila itself is a Hefsek. So even if he knew full well that he was going to wear this talus during the day, once he goes to sleep in it at night, he itself is a Hefsek. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Bach and the Taz Elio Rabbi Yesh Cholkim was the cave on the Ksus Yom Chayov Af Balayla. According to many Rishonim, if you have a Ksus Yom and you wear it not only by day but also at night, you are Yotzi the mitzvah. So in this case, we really have a battle between two polar extremes. That's the Zman and the Ksus, the Beged itself. The Beged itself is a Beged Yom. Or alternatively, we have to see what's the din in a Beged Laila, but a Ksus Yom is kind of even Balaila, and therefore Laila is not a hefsek. Again, in terms of Zman and Kiyuma Mitzvah and the Gavra, it is a hefsek. Because we paskin Laila Zman Tzitzisi. And that would make it into a hefsek. But on the other hand, since the Ksus itself is a Ksus Yom, since the Ksus itself is a Ksus Yom, therefore Laila is not going to be a Hefsek. So again, the Kiyum HaGavri won't have at night, but the Ksus HaMachayeves is there even at night. Came in the Ksus Yom Chai, because he's wearing a Ksus Yom, not pajamas, but a Ksus Yom. And La'alochi, he says, Sofik Brachas La'hotel. Not everyone would agree to this, but since it becomes a Sofik in poskim, we can be making. U'mikolakom nochal l'chavin liftar osa v'talis godol. Now, a better idea would be that if he slept in his talis, then he's going to wear his talis godol the next day, and he has in mind when he makes the bracha that it should cover also the talis katan that he slept in overnight. So again, he was wearing his talis katan through the night. If he took it off, then tzarch levarach akak shalom shalom kliyam. Everybody's going to agree that when he puts back the talis on his body, he's got to make another bracha. And that's the case of pshato al das shalom lilbosh. He took it off and he's not intending to put it immediately back on. Tzarch levarach akak shalom shalom kliyam. Again, we're talking about a case where he takes it off. When we come to Chachilei Nochav Lasso, says Zuzu Kadesha Yiskayev Bebracha Lekuli Alma. We're not advocating that you should take it off in order to be certainly Chayev when you put it back on. And why aren't we worried? He says, Kol zman shel pshata, when pshata al dash shel lov shel takev, tzarch lebarach akach shel lov shel kli alma. Everybody agrees that if he takes it off and he doesn't intend to put it back on, let's say he goes to the bathroom or something like that, he would have to make another bracha, because then laila lav zman tzitzis kicks in. Kol kol lechatchila nosu lasa say tzuzu, kedei she is chayev bebracha lekli alma. He says you might say that since there are those who say he needs a new bracha when day breaks, therefore why not just take off your talis and then you're for sure chayv in a bracha. And he says no, since there are those who pater you and they don't hold that the laila labzman tzitzis is going to be mafkir the tzir for the bracha, and you don't need a bracha, therefore according to those deis you're not going to say sofik brachos lahachmir. We have a principle of sofik brachos lahakil. So don't deliberately put yourself into a situation where surely you need a bracha, because that's already a bracha shenet tzricha, and it's not necessary. What about someone who goes to sleep in the day, during the day, he takes a siesta, yoshen b'yom, shnas hatzorayim, takes an afternoon nap, umeisir me'olav atalas katan, he takes the talas katan off, yeish deos ben aposkim, uzevachal hasich hadas, alkein, me'anochon shal kolpon yechasibo b'shas hashena u'kshalom shachakach ein tzorch levarach l'kuli alma. So we have a machlok saposkim about midday resting. Is this a hesek hadas or not? The best thing to do is to leave the talus on while you're resting, because then everybody agrees that when he puts on the talus later, he doesn't have to make another bracha because he's still wearing his talus katan. Now, the Ramah adds a comment here. He writes three lines down from the top on page 31. V'chein yasa misha lovesh taliso konim shiyoyer hayom. If a person puts on his talus before daybreak, then he should be mamashmesh and make a bracha after daybreak. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us to look at the Taz, who says that you should take out the word v'chein in the Ramah. Debazet tzarch midina l'mashmesh baboker shumavarech ala talus. So the Taz objects to the V'chein, because in the Mechaber right before the V'chein it says Tov l'mashmish bo b'shas ha-bracha, and that's only a recommendation l'chatchila in this case of someone who slept through the night and he needs a bracha in the morning, he should be mamashmish. But that's not a requirement, because in such a case the Mechaber says Tov, it's a good idea to be mamashmish. But the Mechaber with regard to Lila would say that with daybreak he absolutely needs a bracha with or without lamashmesh. But here, when we're talking about someone who rested in the afternoon, and here in the case where he put on his talus before the shasachiyu kodem shi'ayir hayom, in such a case for sure he has to be mamashmesh. Otherwise on what action is the bracha chal? He's already lavush. Okay, we're up to Yud Zayin to finish up Siman Ches. Niskase bebeged shu chayv betzitzis v'lo hito bo tzitzis bitel mitzis tzitzis. If a person's wearing a beged with talit kanfis and he doesn't have tzitzis on them, then when he puts this beged on, he's being mevatel a mitzvah of tzitzis. But if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number Yud Zayin, it sits chovas gavrali in yin session is kasev etalis os chal of achiyuv. So in this context, we're talking about a chovas gavra, meaning that once you have the levisha, until you have the levisha, it's a voluntary mitzvah. But once you have the levisha, it becomes an obligatory mitzvah, and he wears the talis, he has to make. He has to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, and if he has a beged with four kanfis and he's wearing it without tzitzis, he's mevatel a mitzvah. This could be a problem if you hold tcheles makeves salavon, and therefore without tzitzis, which are lavon, we're not yotzi the mitzvah of tzitzis, then wearing that beged, for that matter, any four common garment without tcheles is already a bittul essay, because he has the four knofos. He just doesn't have tzitzis because tcheles makev is salavon. And that gets into the whole issue about wearing a talis on Shabbos in a place where there's no eruv, because on the tzad that tcheles makev is salavon, then you don't really have tzitzis on your beged. Could be that the rabbanon, that itself makes it into tzitzis. Now here in Sif Tes, which is the beginning of page 32, the Mechaber writes, Ein chay betzitz min ha-toril beged pishton o shel tzemer rechelim avol bigvei shar ha-minim ein chayov betzitz elo midrabbanan. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year we'll pick this up at the very beginning here of Sif Tes. Please remind me on page 32, and we'll see you a great day.